This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. We have been discussing the subject of pleasing God from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Thus far, we have seen from Proverbs 3 and verse 5 that number 1, it is necessary to trust God with all our heart, and that number 2, we should not lean upon, that is, depend upon, our own understanding. We continue this study by considering that Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, further instructs us, saying, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." If we trust God and realize that we must rely on the direction he has given in his revealed will, the Bible, then we should also see the need to acknowledge him in all that we think, say, and do. We depend upon God, and we must admit this, that is, we must humbly acknowledge and confess this need. Though many may scoff, we could not continue our physical lives for even one moment without the blessings God supplies. That many accept these blessings and benefit from them without acknowledging their source is obvious. But the Bible declares that God maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew 5, verse 45. Paul encountered people in the city of Athens, Greece, who believed in every kind of false god that the imagination of man could concoct. Yet they did not know and or believe in the one true God of heaven and earth. Paul taught these idolatrous people a much-needed lesson about Jehovah God, telling them, among other things, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17, verses 27 and 28. Too many times, man forgets about God and his great power, crediting himself alone for all the good things of life that he enjoys. Ironically, people have often blamed and cursed God when they think they are being deprived of what they want, but then when prosperity comes, they forget about God. But rest assured that in either case, when God is not acknowledged, God is not pleased. We must acknowledge, that is, recognize and understand, that God is the source of every good and perfect gift. The inspired writer James declares, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." James 1:17. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus discusses God's providential care for man, showing that if God cares for the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, he will surely care for us. Matthew 6, verses 25 to 30. Then, like Solomon, Jesus urges us to place our trust and confidence in God, who will provide even the physical and material blessings and necessities of life, if we will give God first priority. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. If we will thus acknowledge God, giving him the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due him, then we will be more likely to seek the direction that he provides for life. Contrary to what some may believe, God does not promise miraculous guidance for us, but he supplies the information, the help, the instruction, and the support that we need through his word. David wrote in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." We must love and appreciate God's word. "Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119, verse 97. God's law, that is, his word, is what we need, and it provides all that is required to guide us in the right way. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Psalm 19, verse 7. "The inspired word of God will completely furnish us unto every good work." 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. "Thus, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths."